Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. I'm Nandita Khemka. It's the start of a brand new week and the spotlight is squarely on IT stocks after America's H-1B visa crackdown dominated headlines over the weekend. US President Trump has proposed a $100,000 one-time fee on new H-1B applications along with higher prevailing wage rules, the biggest shakeup in the program's history. Initial confusion over whether the levy would hit existing visas eased after the White House clarified renewals, re-entries and current holders are exempt and the charge applies only to first-time petitions. That guidance has calmed fears of a severe margin squeeze for Indian IT majors. Analysts who are bracing for as much as a 7% hit to operating margins now see a smaller impact, especially since companies like TCS, Infosys and Wipro have steadily reduced their H-1B dependence since 2022. Still, the sector stays in focus today after ADR prices for Infosys and Wipro slid up to 4% in US trading. The other key cue is the GST rate cut that takes effect today, slashing taxes on most goods just as the festive season begins with the first day of Navratri. Nearly all the items in the 12% slab dropped to 5% and 90% of the products in the 28% bracket moved down to 18%. In an address to the nation on Sunday evening, Prime Minister Modi hailed the move as a GST savings festival, saying lower prices will benefit the poor and the middle class while urging citizens to buy Indian-made products. On the market action front last week, benchmark indices logged a third straight weekly gain, their first three-week winning streak in 5 months. The Sensex and the Nifty are up about 4% over the last 3 weeks. PSU banks, realty and power stocks led from the front last week. In terms of fund flows, foreign investors turned net buyers of nearly 400 crore rupees, while domestic institutions bought more than 2,100 crore rupees worth of stocks in the cash market. Heading into today's session, all eyes will be on how IT stocks react to the visa news. 25,500 remains a key barrier for Nifty, while the Nifty Bank Index must reclaim 55,500 on the upside to resume its upward move towards 56,000. Analysts say any dip or brief consolidation should still be viewed as healthy in an overall positive setup. Meanwhile, the GIFT Nifty is signaling a negative start for the Indian market. Now let's shift our focus to the global stage. Asian markets are trading higher this morning, mirroring Wall Street's strong finish on Friday. Meanwhile, China held its key lending rate steady for a fourth straight month, despite last week's US Federal Reserve rate cut. The People's Bank of China kept the one-year loan prime rate at 3% and the five-year at 3.5%. Meanwhile, US futures are mildly negative after a robust week that saw fresh records. The Dow Jones and the S&P 500 gained 1% and 1.2%, while the Nasdaq and Russell 2000 each jumped 2.2%, with the Russell logging a 7th straight weekly advance. In the bond market, the 10-year Treasury yield ticked up to 4.13% as traders assessed the Fed's first rate cut of the year. The US dollar index extended its rebound, with the dollar index up to 97.6. Commodities were mixed. Gold advanced for a fifth consecutive week, while oil slipped as ample supply outweighed expectations of stronger demand. Let's shift focus to key stocks that are likely to hog the limelight in today's session. First and foremost, IT stocks brace for H-1B shock, so watch out for the likes of TCS, Infosys, HCL Tech and Wipro. Consumption plays from autos to FMCG and other discretionary names could stay active as the festive GST rate cut kicks in. Shrimp exporters may also see action after reports that US senators have introduced the India Shrimp Tariff Act to protect Louisiana's shrimp and catfish industries from cheaper Indian imports. Keep Avanti Feeds and Apex Frozen on your radar. In the pharma space, Lupin slipped under the US FDA lens, receiving four observations following a pre-approval inspection at its Pune biotech unit held between September 8th and 9th. Redington will be in focus as it signs a definitive agreement to acquire Datagate Bilgisayar in Turkey for $8 million. Garden Reed Shipbuilders inked five MOUs to jointly develop projects across new build construction and multiple maritime domains. Also watch out for Swan Defence as it ties up with Gujarat Maritime Board for a 4,250 crore rupee investment at its Pipavav shipyard. Out of the 4,250 crore rupee investment, 3,500 crore rupee is earmarked for capacity expansion, 200 crores for a center of excellence, and 550 crore rupees will be used to develop a 200-acre maritime cluster. Meanwhile, RailTel bagged an 18 crore rupee order from Dredging Corporation of India to provide offshore internet services for its vessels. Amber Enterprises announced that its arm has acquired 100% stake in ILGIN Holdings. Indian Overseas Bank, MCX, and six other Indian companies are set to join the FTSE All World Index effective today. The additions also include Autumn Investments, Hexaware Technologies, Cholamandalam Finance, Godfrey Phillips, JK Cement, and Narayana Hrudalaya. On the primary market front, two new issues will open for subscription today. Atlanta Electricals with a 687 crore rupee offering and Ganesh Consumer Products with a 409 crore rupee issue. Moving on to a Voice of the Day segment, here is Siddharth Bhamre of Asit C. Mehta Intermediates on the way forward for IT stocks post the H-1B setback. Let's listen in.
Hike in H-1B visa fees for IT employers in US, that's definitely a short-term negative for IT companies. Despite this hike in fees, is not for the existing H-1B visas, but the new visas which would be issued. IT sector, which is already going through difficult times, this is a short-term negative hit. We believe that over a period of time, they'll adapt to this new norm. But what is the bigger problem for IT sector, according to us, is that the growth is not there and it is not visible in near future. IT companies will have to move up in the value chain in IT services to ensure that the growth rate returns. Till that time, we remain negative on IT. Since last three quarters, we have been, stating that we would be underweight or have no weight in IT. And I still believe that because of low growth or no growth, valuations are still high and there's further scope of correction in market. So today, if you see a gap down because of the H-1B visa news, please don't get excited and start buying IT. There's still a good amount of downside left.
And before we wrap, here are some other cues to watch out for. The Economic Offences Wing has summoned former IndusInd Bank executives in connection with a 1960 crore rupee accounting lapse case. Ex-MD and CEO Sumant Kathpalia, former ED and Deputy CEO Arun Khurana and former CFO Govind Jain have been asked to appear between Monday, that is today, September 22nd and Wednesday, September 24th. Moving on, Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal will visit the US for trade talks amid tariff and H-1B tensions. He will be joined by Special Secretary Rajesh Agarwal and other officials as the delegation looks to push for an early, mutually beneficial trade agreement. And starting today, Royal Enfield's 350cc motorcycles will be available on Flipkart across five cities: Bengaluru, Gurugram, Kolkata, Lucknow and Mumbai. Customers purchasing through the platform will also get full GST benefits. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Have a great trading day and thanks for listening.